You are now listening to Strength in Struggle, the podcast all about finding your light in the darkness, overcoming adversity, learning to heal after hurt, and most of all, finding yourself when others try to keep you hidden.
Welcome to Strength and Struggle, where we rise, remind you of your power, ignite your ambition, speak life into one another, and express love unapologetically. This is the space where resilience meets real talk. And together, we will explore the strength found in every struggle. Get ready to be inspired, uplifted, empowered to rise above. Speaking in strength, I am the one and only Miss Kara, and I'd like to welcome you to episode 101. Do you need a band-aid, sis? So how y'all doing out there today? I hope everybody is great. Like I just said, my name is Kara. Most people know me as Kara, but my actual name is Shakara. I am a mom of four and a wife to the great Donnie Johnson. And just a little bit about me. I began this podcast because I did a self-published book on Amazon. And the name of my book was I Have a Story to Tell. And it was surrounding so many different things that I've been through with my military experience, with my experience as a mom, with my experience as a woman, experience as a sister, just my experience overall, especially my experience in the military. So when I started to write my book and I published it, I began taking everything out before I published it. I started taking everything out because I didn't want to hurt people's feelings. And I didn't want to embarrass people, if that made sense. And the whole time, I was thinking, it's okay for me to sit here and think about somebody else's feelings, but half the people who put me in the position that I'm in never thought about my feelings. How was that fair? How does that make sense? So by the time it was all said and done, my book was extremely thin, because I had taken away from my story. Because once again, I was too busy worried about somebody else's baggage and somebody else's bull crap affecting me. Well, the more I got to talking to people, the more I continued moving on and moving through life and speaking to young children, speaking to adults that are my age or even younger, and even sometimes just speaking to passerbyers, if that makes sense. They always say, you know what, girl, you got a lot to talk about. And it was never meant in a negative way. It was always in a sense of your testimony is amazing. And so I said, you know what? I need to find another way to speak to people, because we all have those friendships where we can feel safe and comfortable in talking, or even those relationships where we are safe and we can speak and be ourselves authentically and unapologetically. And some of us don't have that safe space. And then, unfortunately, in today's society, and even from generational curses, people don't like to go to therapy. For some odd reason, that word therapy means that something is wrong with you, and it's not. So before we get into a lot of everything within strength and struggle, I do want to put the disclaimer out there that I am not a licensed therapist. I am not a clinician. I am not anything of the sort. My background is in sociology for my undergrad and educational leadership for my master's. Outside of that, I have leadership experience with my 21 plus years in the military. So I am speaking from experience and I am speaking from the heart. I am not speaking from a professional standpoint of I am able to diagnose anyone. So I need to get that disclaimer out there. Okay. So as I went on, I decided, you know what, Shakara, it's time to do something different. Something where you can speak to people and people can speak to you so we can have that dialogue and converse, right? Then I thought about it. What do you name your podcast of? So many different names out there and so many different things. What speaks to people, but what also says, Shakara, this is you. And I thought about it. I've been through hell and back. Hell and back. And I gotta go ahead and put somebody up out of my room. Yeah. That was easy. Okay. So yeah. So I don't do the hate and I don't do the negativity. There's the door. The door, find it. So anyway, I thought about all of the things I've overcome. And I said, I'm not weak though. So that's when I thought about it. And I said, through all of my struggles, I found every bit of strength that I have. And ladies and gentlemen, here you have strength and struggle. So I am from Detroit, Michigan. Born and raised. Yes, that's me. I am a proud Detroiter. I grew up on the east side of Detroit on Lee May and Shoemaker. Yes, Lee May and Shoemaker. Do you understand? Yes, when people tell you they're from Detroit and they're really from Clarksville and Grand Rapids, no, I'm from Detroit, okay? I graduated from Southeastern High School. I went to Hutchinson Elementary School and I went to University Public School across the street from Cass Tech Middle School. So I am a thoroughbred Detroit gal, okay? I had my first son at the age of 18. My son is 22 years old now. His name is Trayvon Green. I have a 19-year-old son, Vincent. I have an 18-year-old daughter, Nakia, and I have a 13-year-old daughter, Kayla. And like I said, when I started this out, my husband, Donnie, will be celebrating 5 years of marriage in December. We just celebrated our 4-year wedding anniversary, but we'll be coming up on 5 years in December. So that's just a little bit about me. Let's get to our topic. Do you need a Band-Aid, sis? How many of us are guilty of walking around carrying our baggage of all of that bull crap that we have taken up through the years, that we've collected, and we take it from relationship to relationship, friendship to friendship, job to job? How many of us have done it? I know I have. I know I have, and I know I probably still do, but I'm at least a little bit more aware now. So when you do things like that, do you think that that's healthy? I don't. I know for a fact it's not healthy, and I'm going to tell you why it's not healthy. It's not healthy because you are scarred or can be scarred. People constantly, and you just never understand it because you're sitting here trying to figure out why everybody around you is doing something to you when in reality it's actually you constantly carrying around the same burdens that you have been holding on to for years. Stick with me now. How many of you have been hurt by an old boyfriend or old girlfriend And instead of dealing with that relationship, you jumped into the next relationship. How many? Hold on a second. Hold on. I just got disconnected somehow. Hold on. Sorry. It's a shame when the internet just decides it wants to do its own thing. I'm going to blame it on daylight saving time again. Okay. All right. So I'm going to keep it moving. So anyway, so you carrying on this luggage, this baggage, and you're not dealing with it. You continue to try to bleed on everyone else around you. Or better yet, you get into a relationship or a friendship with somebody else who is now bleeding all over you. And you're sitting here and you're like, "Well, what did I do to you? I wasn't the one that hurt you. I wasn't the one that said that your hair was ugly. I wasn't the one that abandoned you. Why are you upset with me? Why are you punishing me?" That's what we all tend to do, because we don't want to bandage up our scars. We don't want to clean out our scars, and we definitely scared to pour that alcohol into those scars, because we already know that alcohol is going to disturb everything. It's going to burn the hell out of you. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. We know that. We all know that, right? So I've dealt with a situation. I'm still processing the situation where I've had someone who decided to bleed all over me with all of their bullcrap. This individual, unfortunately, had a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, and was abandoned, was abused, was lied to, dealt with boyfriends walking in and out, dealt with girlfriends walking in and out, and just had trust issues amongst people. I decided to join a predominantly Black sorority. This individual was not Black, which was not a problem for me because you were my friend. This individual felt that because I joined a predominantly Black sorority, that I was going to abandon her, that I was going to now turn my back on her and everybody else because now I'm doing something for me. When, truth be told, the type of person that I always have been, if you're my friend, you're my friend. If I call you a friend, that means you are my friend. So most of us have heard the term hurt people, right? Well, this individual decided that let me hurry up and try to hurt you before you could hurt me. So this particular individual, who shall remain unnamed, decided to lie and did some ungodly things to try to hurt my reputation, to try to hurt my image, to try to hurt my name, and pulled in people who was all in the same circles and the same friends and tried to say, "Hey, I need all of y'all to, you know, say that this happened and say she did this." To this day, I still can't tell you what other motivation it was, because it's like, honey, you were in your own way and you jacked up a good friend because you are so used to people turning their back on you. Why do we do that? Why? Like, what is the end state of hurting others because you're dealing with hurt that you still don't know how to process? I know I've done it myself. I know I have. My current husband, and I say current husband because I have been married before, I was abused in my previous marriage. I am a domestic violence survivor. And when I got married to my husband, if my husband raised his voice, if he got upset, if we got into a disagreement, I instantly went back to that place where I was at with my previous relationship, because I knew that you were about to hurt me. So now I need to hurry up and exit stage left before you hurt me. Or I need to hurry up and get on the defensive because you're going to hurt me. Right? It took for my husband to one day sit down with me and he said, "Shakara, I'm not your enemy. And I'm damn sure not your ex-husband." When I tell you, I took a step back and I said, "Who are you talking to?" Because the alpha female in me was like, "I know he ain't talking to me." But guess what? He was talking to me. Because I was the problem. I was the problem. I allowed my hurts from previous situations to come into my marriage with me. My husband was a good man. He still is a good man. He's always been a good man. But I was waiting. It was like I was sitting there and I was waiting for the other shoe to drop, because I just knew he was going to be like everybody else. And it wasn't because of him and his actions. Nope. It was because I was bleeding all over my marriage and my husband. Yes. The scars that came from my previous relationships and my previous situationships was causing me to bleed all over a good man. And sometimes you'll end up losing that good man or that good woman because they're going to tell you, "I'm not dealing with this. I'm not about to keep sitting here defending myself and fighting with you to try to prove to you that I'm a better person. If you want to keep being like this, then go on. There's the door." Some people have experienced that. But fortunately for me, I didn't have to experience that, because he stuck by me. Not only did he stick by me, he taught me that I was doing wrong and that I was seeing him in a different light, and I wasn't seeing him. I was seeing my problems. I was seeing my hurt. I was seeing my mistakes. Okay? So when I finally started to get through it and understand the mistakes and the problems that I was dealing with, and having those conversations with my husband, it made me out to be a better person. It did. And that's when I started to understand I had to clean up my scars. I had to go to therapy. I had to let down my guard, pick up the Band-Aid, pick up the alcohol, get the gauze, and start to heal. Because if I didn't heal, and if I didn't stop the bleeding, I would have died in that relationship. And that's something that all of us are guilty of. Some point in time, you have bled all over some type of situation or some relationship or friendship because you did not know how to deal with it. That is just literally the bottom line to it. So how do we fix that, Shakar? I know. How do we fix that? We fix that by looking in the mirror and understanding what our faults are. Not jumping from one situation to the next situation without understanding ourselves. Clean up your own mess first. And I'm speaking from experience. I promise you I'm speaking from experience. Because You have friendships out here where I've dealt with the one friend that wanted to hurt, and she wanted something to be wrong so bad that she caused little fires to make something wrong. She did it. And ultimately, something went wrong. And I was too busy trying to hurry up and replace that friend because I felt lost and I wanted to replace that friendship. I felt like I needed to replace that friendship. I didn't go through, you know, the grief of losing that friend that I lost. I wanted to replace that friend. And I just jumped into the next situation. And guess what? It was the same type of situation because I didn't take a step back. And I didn't evaluate and reassess myself. And when you do things like that, you end up in the same type of situationship, the same type of relationship, the same type of friendship, and you still bleeding. Now you need a freaking tourniquet because you just bleeding all over the place. I'm surprised you're still standing on two legs, to be honest with you. So that was me. I wanted to replace my friends so bad. I used to be in this organization and I had this girlfriend. We hung out tough. Do you understand me? Tough. Talked every single day. We were embedded in each other's lives. She knew my kids. I knew her kids. We went on road trips together. We did it all. Okay? I knew her secrets. She knew mine. I knew where the bodies were buried. She knew where mine was buried. I knew what kind of skeleton she had. She knew what kind of skeletons I had. We were thick as thieves. But for some reason, a whole lot of rumors kept being spread about me. A lot of people kept saying the most craziest things about me. And I was trying to figure out why. Why do people keep saying these things about me? This friend had a lot of issues. But I still loved her because I felt that I was the fixer. I can fix her issues. Yes, a lot of us got that problem too. We want to be the fixer. Maybe it's the Capricorn in me. I don't know. But she had a lot of issues. Mental issues, relationship issues, trust issues, all type of issues. And she used to lean on her issues as a crutch. I'm still to this day trying to figure out how can somebody tell you when they about to have an episode for a psychotic break. That to this day still don't make sense to me, because usually if you're about to have an episode for a psychotic break, it just happens. You don't know it's about to happen, and you definitely not about to prepare everybody for it. But that was her. So she was, to me, a drama queen, but I still loved her through it. You feel me? And this particular friend, I called one day and I told her, I said, hey, somebody told me X, Y, and Z. And I know they got to be lying because they're saying that it's coming from you. She went off. Called me all kind of names, called the person all kind of names. And that friendship died. And it hurt me. It hurt me to my core. Okay? Because I loved this friend. I loved her. I loved her so much. And she was like a sister to me. I didn't understand what was going on. And because I refused to deal with that situation because I didn't understand it, I jumped into another situationship because I wanted to replace that friendship. I wanted to fill the void. What did I do? I bled on my next friendship. So this time around, it wasn't more so a bad type of bleed. It was a bleed of I saw all of the red flags that the person was never my friend that I jumped into this next friendship with. But because I yearned this friendship so badly, because I wanted to replace what I lost so badly, I ignored every red flag. It was just human nature to me. I wanted my friendship. It may not have been with the same person, but at least I still had that friendship back. That's That's all that made sense to me. That's it. That's all that made sense to me. Hold on one second. Remember, if you're on TikTok, I need you to tap, tap, tap the screen for me. Tap, 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 tap the screen for me. Like and share the live. There we go. Okay. I'm using both platforms, and I got my platform over here. It's kind of doing some crazy stuff, but it's still recording, so we're going to get to it. But anyway, so I jumped into this next friendship, and I ignored every red flag because I was still bleeding and hemorrhaging from my last loss of that friend. When the red flags was there and I ignored every last one of them, what do you think happened again? I ended up getting hurt. I ended up dealing with a lot of lies and deceit all over again. And it was just a continuous pattern until I finally took a step back and said, girl, wake the hell up. What is wrong with you? These people not your friend. They don't want to be your friend. Stop looking for somebody to be your friend. Be your own friend. Clean up your scars. Clean up your mess. It's time to get it together. That's what I did. That's exactly what I did. I wish everybody I pray for them. I wish them luck. I wish them the best. I think that the day that I finally officially stopped the bleeding was when I decided to delete their numbers out my phone, because it used to still come up. And you know, you get your memories. And to me, that's still holding on to something. It's like you're still hoping that it'll fix itself and figure itself out in the long run, but it didn't. It didn't. So I had to delete it, and I had to move on from that. But why is it that we do that? Why do we do that? Why are we always trying to fix something that's broken? Why do you carry the hate in your heart to the next person? Because you can't face something. You can't deal with something. You can't accept something for what it is. Why? Why do we do that? And I say we, because I'm not going to sit here and say you, because I've done it all. I still have my flaws. But at 40 years old, I can honestly say I've done it all. And probably some. So why do we do that? Why do we carry resentment and hate in our hearts and carry it on to our next relationship, our next friendship? And most of all, we carry it to our children. See, nobody thought about that part. Nobody has thought about that part. When you carry so much hate and animosity, and you are a evil or angry person, or you're sitting here and you, for instance, if you're in a bad marriage and your kids are seeing all this, you bleeding on your kids. Come on now. Somebody heard me. If you are in a bad marriage or a bad relationship and your kids are seeing it, you're bleeding all over your kids. Your kids now feel that it's okay for you to be cheated on, because mama got cheated on. Well, daddy got cheated on. Your kids feel that it's okay for somebody to put their hands on you. Well, I saw my mom get hit. I saw my dad get hit. Your kids are now trying to make it all make sense. And it's becoming the norm to them. It's becoming the norm. Your bullshit becomes their shit. You understand me? The bullshit you deal with and the bullshit that you put in your kids' lives is what they end up turning into and end up feeling like they have to deal with because they saw mama and daddy do it. So again, you're bleeding and it's just not, on those around you in relationships and friendships. It's also on your kid. The individuals who you're supposed to protect more than yourself on this earth. I don't think y'all understand me. The one individual you're supposed to protect on this earth more than your own being is the one that comes out of you. If you're a mother, if you're a father, it's the same thing because they come out of you too. But the one person on this earth that you're supposed to protect more than your own self is your child. So how can you protect your child if you're bleeding with all of your hurt and your anger and your stupidity on your child? How? I ask you again. Do you need a Band-Aid, sis? Because I know for a fact that there are some people that's watching right now who is still scared to bandage up those scars. They just letting them... You know how you do it. You fall, you scrape your leg when you were a kid, and your mama say, oh, you don't need no Band-Aid on, just let it get some air. Put some soap and water on, let it get some air. Once the air hit it, it'll clean up. And then it becomes scabby and looking all nasty, and some of us still got that same scar to this day because we didn't clean it up properly, right? That's what's happening. That's how generational curses are happening. In the comments, I want one of y'all to tell me, what's the one saying that we have in the household, especially in the Black household? What happens in this house? I'm waiting. Where is that? Come on. What happens in this house? Nobody knows it? All right, I help y'all. What happens in this house stays in this house. That is the biggest way that most of us have bled on other people. We deal with our traumas in silence. We deal with our jealousies. We deal with our anger. We deal with so much that we just don't want to actually process it. It's just not what we want to do. So when you sit here and you have those feelings that's being built up and then they start to overflow, now you don't want out here looking crazy. Now you don't want out here looking foolish, right? One thing I will never understand when it comes to people is that if you are not somebody's friend, if you don't mess with somebody, if you don't fool with somebody, why do you continue to be around that somebody? What is the end state? What is your end goal? What is the purpose? Let me play both sides against the middle. Because once I get hurt in this situation, now I'm going to try to hurt everybody else in this situation because I shouldn't have been there in the first place, right? I bring that up because it's this thing out here right now that a lot of people are dealing with. And this is taking us towards our close for this episode, at least. Blind loyalty. So in 2022, I dealt with a situation. And I made a post behind the situation because I saw a lot of people do a lot of craziness. And I said, and I quote, people don't know what loyalty is. They only know what loyal me is. I said again, people don't know what loyalty is. They only understand what loyal me is. You only know how to be loyal to yourself in a situation that benefits you. Once that situation no longer benefits you, then you begin to tarnish the reputations of those around you. You begin to tear down everything that doesn't make sense to you. You begin to lie, to steal, to cheat, and God knows what else. Because now, the loyalty that people thought you had begins to show that loyal me that you truly had. And now your loyal me is causing you to bleed everywhere. And what I mean by that is that you don't know right from wrong. You don't know left from right. You don't know up from down. You just going any way the wind will blow. But when the wind blows back in your face, now you want to sit here and talk about what somebody did from 15 years ago. Oh, well, she slept with such and such husband, and I knew she did such and such, and she did this and she did that. But you knew this the whole time, and what did you do about it? Stop carrying around burdens and making them somebody else's problems. Stop having problems and making them somebody else's burdens. Deal with your own bull. Clean up your own scars. Get your back saturation, your peroxide, your alcohol, whatever it is that you need. Clean up your scars. Because at the end of the day, when we clean up our scars and we properly deal with our wounds, they are able to go back to normal and help you move on to the next situation with a clear heart and a clear mind and a clear conscience. But when you don't clean up those scars properly, you begin to bleed. It's only a matter of time before that improper scar that you probably just covered up with a piece of paper, you put in the back of your mind, you bury it. It's going to come out. And when it comes out, I promise you, it's not just going to hurt you. It's going to hurt those around you. It's going to hurt your babies. And it may hurt even more than that. So, I hope that you all enjoyed the episode 101 of Do You Need a Band-Aid, Sis? I apologize for the technical difficulties on the live stream for Facebook and YouTube, but it will be posted for the actual video. Thank you to those that were on my other platform for the likes and the shares and the comments. I cannot wait to see where we go with this. I will be reaching out to some people for some interviews because I do want to have some open dialogue. Because again, with my platform of Strength and Struggle, I want to talk about motherhood and talk about how people overcame the adversities in motherhood, being a single parent, or the new thing that we're talking about these days, being a single mom in a marriage. Yes, child, that's the thing. That's the thing. We'll talk about that too. I want to talk to our college students and understanding how they're finding their power in navigating school in today's day and age. I want to talk to some of my small business owners and how it is trying to start a business or keep your business afloat in today's society. There's so much. I look forward to this journey, and I hope you all will join me on this journey and support me in any way that you can. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Shakara. This has been Strength and Struggle. Know your power.
Thanks for checking out this episode of
strength in struggle.